Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing the anticipated implications of U.S. funding freeze in Haiti. Part 1. Background: Suspension of U.S. funded foreign aid. On the 20th of January 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump issued an executive order calling for a 90-day suspension of U.S. funded foreign aid, including humanitarian operations. On the 24th of January, the administration started sending out stop work orders and suspending new aid projects. By the 7th of February, most USAID employees had been placed on administrative leave, with the exception of critical personnel. Despite the issuance of a waiver for life-saving humanitarian assistance on the 28th of January, and several court challenges to the freeze, humanitarian organizations worldwide were experiencing significant disruption to their operations by the 20th of February. Part 2, Overview, Anticipated Impact on Funding and Humanitarian Needs in Haiti. The suspension of U.S. assistance will have severe implications for Haiti, where 6 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance. Escalating gang violence, chronic political instability and governance challenges, and recurrent climate hazards contribute to high humanitarian needs across all sectors. The rapidly increasing scale of needs is demonstrated by a 230% increase in IDPs throughout 2024, reaching 1.04 million people, almost all of whom fled violence. The U.S. is Haiti's primary humanitarian aid donor, providing around 65% of the total $295.5 million committed to Haiti's 2024 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan. Nearly 50% of U.S. funding for the 2024 HNRP went to the food security sector, followed by 12.5% for WASH and 6% for health. The U.S. also provided around $17 million in humanitarian funding not specifically earmarked for the HNRP, including for coordination and support services. It is likely that, with a large decrease in the U.S. contribution, the 2025 HNRP will remain significantly underfunded throughout the year. Haiti's 2025 HNRP calls for $908.2 million to assist 3.9 million people in need. This represents a 34% increase from the $673.8 million required by the 2024 HNRP. The total amount of U.S. funding committed to Haiti's humanitarian operations for the 2025 financial year is not publicly available. That said, USAID had already provided nearly half of the $48.5 million committed by all countries to Haiti's 2025 HNRP by the 12th of February 2025. This funding has been primarily allocated to the shelter and NFI, WASH, health, and protection, human trafficking and migration sectors. These sectors are likely to be particularly affected, alongside food security, which received nearly 50% of all U.S. humanitarian funding to Haiti in 2024. The funding freeze may also contribute to a deterioration in Haiti's security situation. The freeze will affect some U.S. contributions to the Multinational Security Support Mission, deployed in 2024 to combat gang violence in Haiti, which is already facing significant under-resourcing. By the beginning of February, $13.3 million of pending U.S. contributions to the UN's MSS fund were suspended, although direct U.S. assistance to the mission, which amounted to $300 million in funds and equipment by January 2025, will continue under a waiver. The freeze has also affected the employment of expert security and policing advisors, furloughed in late January, for the Haitian National Police and MSS. Decreased humanitarian and security presence may create space for increased gang activity. This report discusses the potential impact on WASH and health, food security, nutrition, and livelihoods, protection, emergency shelter and non-food items. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.